Track 4. Shock as pet rabbits dumped on roadside. Two groups of rabbits were discovered after being dumped on the roadside on World Bunny Day. Five of the 12 badly neglected rabbits were found on Groper's Lane near Ipplepen on September the 23rd. The other seven were discovered shortly after on Madicombe Road. Animals in distress were tipped off via a phone call. Debbie Hands, rabbit and guinea pig manager at the centre, said the rabbits were starving and dehydrated, soaking wet, covered in excrement and very smelly. They were so thirsty, they immediately drank a whole big bowl of water and didn't stop eating all day. They are super friendly, so were obviously at one time someone's beloved pet. Matt Goldsmith, co-owner of the Palin and Way Pet Supplies, said a customer had contacted him after discovering seven rabbits on the side of the road. "We've been totally overwhelmed by our customers and followers' heartfelt generosity in donating supplies and food for us to temporarily house the bunnies. The rabbits are currently in the Animals in Distress shelter in Newton Abbott and have settled in and are all doing well. They will be available for adoption once they have finished their quarantine period, been neutered and fully vaccinated."
Exeter Hospital cardiology team show huge hearts. Staff from the cardiology team at the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital have completed a massive 42-mile inter-hospital trek across Devon to raise money for a new cardiology day case unit. They set off from North Devon District Hospital in Barnstaple at 5 o'clock on Saturday the 2nd of September, carrying a model heart with them as they walked across the county, arriving at the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital some 15 hours later. The 15-strong team was joined en route by friends, family and members of the general public and finished in Exeter with 25 walkers. Sarah Dale, clinical matron for cardiology, even managed to squeeze in interviews with BBC Radio Devon and BBC Spotlight while on the move. Sarah said she was proud of the team and their determination to help improve the service for cardiology patients. Staff are hoping to raise £5,000 to help buy resources for the new unit at Wanford, which treats patients from across Mid, East and North Devon for a wide range of cardiac treatments. Sarah said the team had also been asking for feedback from patients to find out what would enhance the patient experience. The walk is just one of a number of fundraising initiatives planned by the team. They've so far raised £4,674.
Drama as car hits Town Centre Bank. A car smashed into Lloyds Bank on Courtney Street, Newton Abbott, at about 7:45 on Monday. One onlooker, working late in an office next door, reported that a woman failed to stop in the turn in the road, smashing into the wall of the bank head on. She had a young boy in the car with her. The woman proceeded to have a physical altercation in the street and made off from the scene with the boy and another man, heading towards the multi-storey car park by the bus station before police arrived. It was reported that she had broken or seriously injured her ankle during the collision, and that she was caught trying to scale the car park. A spokesperson for the police added, "Officers arrived to find the driver had left the scene on foot after assaulting a member of the public. A child, believed to be a passenger of the car, was checked over by ambulance staff. His injuries were not deemed to be serious. A 38-year-old woman from Torquay was arrested on suspicion of driving while under the influence of drink or drugs and on suspicion of assault."
Police appeal after dog bite. Police have issued an appeal to help find the owners of a dog after a woman was bitten by the animal while at a Tynmouth pub. In the evening of the 23rd of August 2023, a female was bitten on the face by a small dog in the Malloy's pub on Teen Street, Tynmouth, the appeal reads. "We are hoping to identify the owners of the dog so they can assist us with our inquiries. The couple are fully aware of the incident. They apparently do not live in the area but have family here and regularly visit," the appeal goes on to say. A spokesman for Tynmouth and Dawlish Police said, If this reaches them, please can they make contact on 077 100 76785.
Animal Rescue Centre in need of volunteers. Elm Wildlife are on the lookout for new volunteers to join their team. The Hedgehog Rescue Centre, which is the largest in Devon, is hoping to increase its number of volunteers. The volunteers must be 18 years or older and would ideally be able to commit to a few shifts, which are from 10 in the morning to 1:30 p.m. each month. A typical shift will see volunteers work directly with the hedgehogs, cleaning out cages, of which volunteers have a set number to work through, handling and weighing the hogs, carrying out visual health checks and providing food and water. Based out of premises at Seal Hay, Newton Abbott, Elm Wildlife is a wildlife rescue centre and registered charity, caring for as many as 220 animals at any one time.
Starcross Flood Resilience Plan. Parish councillors in Starcross have issued flood advice to villagers following the recent problems in neighbouring Kenton and Dawlish. Residents have been reminded that the sandbag store is located in New Road car park, and when a flood warning is issued, the store will be unlocked to allow access to sandbags quickly and for Teignbridge Council to make deliveries of replenishments. A floodgate is situated in General's Lane and is shut by a team of volunteers whenever there is a risk of flooding from high spring tides. Starcross Parish Council has an emergency response plan, which can be seen on the Parish Council website. The emergency response volunteer team helps with raising the alarm if flooding is imminent, with moving sandbags and with opening an emergency rest centre if needed. A council spokesman said, "Our village has much in common with villages in the Netherlands in that the centre of the village lies below the high tide line. We all need to be alert to the risk of flooding and play our part in protecting our village by reporting faults in the drainage system. By reporting problems promptly, you can help to prevent things from getting worse and reduce the risk of flood damage to all our homes."